Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Former President Trump is back in a New York courtroom today for his hush money trial. Taking the stand today is a former banker of Michael Cohen, who says a shell company was established to funnel a $130,000 payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. But before that testimony, Judge Juan Merchan ordered Trump to pay $9,000 by this Friday for violating a gag order in the case. ABC's John Santucci says Trump's attorneys will likely be speaking to their client about his social media posts that bought the fine.
Obviously not something he wants. And clearly one of the things that's going to happen in conference here, besides the fact that Donald Trump will explode quite literally behind the scenes, they are going to have to coach him. You got to rein this in immediately.
Judge Merchan saying the post must be taken down by 2:15 today, and if he does it again, the judge warned, he could be jailed. Members of the Columbia University community were asked to avoid the campus this morning after dozens of protesters barricaded themselves inside a building overnight.
Just got another look here at the area around Hamilton Hall that was taken over by students about midnight. And there are probably, I would say, three dozen student protesters still there sitting on the steps. I can see some of them still inside that building, so they still occupy Hamilton Hall. In fact, I could see the front doors with the glass smashed. Apparently, they used some small hammers to smash that glass to get into the building last night. As you mentioned, access to the campus is very limited right now. Columbia is sending out emails to staff and students to stay away unless they urgently had to get in here. I just chatted with a senior named Brandon as to his future here in these last couple of weeks.
Are you concerned about your graduation?
I mean, I'm not really concerned because I think the university has a lot invested in graduation, and so they've made it sound like if it doesn't happen here, at least it'll happen somewhere, possibly at our football field up north on 218. But I'm not worried about graduation. I'm just kind of curious myself as to how administration is going to handle it.
A lot of people are curious as to what is happening next. The NYPD, again, no indication, Linda, that they're going to be going in here. And we want to quickly mention the White House has responded to these latest developments, saying, in a quote, forcibly taking over buildings is not peaceful. It is wrong. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Columbia.
And we'll keep following the story right here, so keep it locked to 1010 Winds. On this final day of Earth Month, kids are joining the conversation. They're holding a press conference in front of Citibank's headquarters this morning, calling on the second largest fossil fuel backer to divest. They say Citi is ignoring science and putting future generations in jeopardy. Liat Olenek is an organizer with Climate Families New York City.
We also think that it's important for the decision makers at Citi to hear from kids, to hear from the people that are going to have to live with the world that they're destroying.
Citi tells 1010 Wind they support a low-carbon economy and reflect the need to transition while meeting global energy needs. Well, today, nail salon workers and advocates are sounding the alarm on a new report showing that chemicals found in salons can lead to miscarriages. Daisy Chung, director of the New York Healthy Nail Salons Coalition, tells 1010 Wins.
Nail salon workers, customers, and owners are predominantly women, and they're being exposed to these very toxic chemicals that are present in glues, polishes, removers, and other hazardous products that are in use in nail salons.
They're calling on Governor Hochul to pass the Nail Salon Minimum Standards Council Act, which would establish an industry of council workers to recommend new working standards for women in nail care. Late last night, police responded to a 911 call in the Concourse Village section of the Bronx. They arrived at 760 Grand Concourse to find a 79-year-old woman inside, unconscious and unresponsive. EMS arrived and pronounced her dead at the scene. Police are still investigating. The officer of the chief medical examiner must determine her cause of death.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.